This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
120 to 117. Klay Thompson to Doncic. 10 seconds to go. Doncic down the left sideline in no hurry. Spin dribble. Guarded by Wiggins. Dribbles. Shoots a contested three. It's up and no good. Rebound Melton. Ball game over. The Warriors have won.
It's the Guru. Steiny. Guru. Steiny. Guru. Steiny. Show. Let's go.
Melton with a big three, too, last night. I think it was the last point scored by a non-Steph Curry Warrior.
Yeah, he went on his own run.
And they needed it. Warriors win 120-117. They're 9-2, ladies and gentlemen. Who saw it coming? Be honest. 9-2. It's pretty good.
I got my hand up.
Pretty good.
Man.
What'd you like about this team at the start of the year? Exactly. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate this.
What were you doing in the control room? I've never seen you in there.
In there?
Yeah.
My phone is acting up, and so it's getting charged in
there.
Okay. Let me see if this thing's working any better. Okay. Yeah. Oh, boy. I got some issues with my headphones. That's right. Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. I want to get into some of this sound. And what'd you think of the tribute?
I thought it was awesome. And
Klay watched it all.
Yeah.
He was looking up at the scoreboard for sure.
No doubt about it. It was emotional. And I'll say this to that, Steiny. Draymond Green, I don't know if you caught what he said. He had to watch it prior so he could be in battle mode and not get caught up in it. But it was well done. And gosh, Steiny, these dudes look like babies before the facial hair. Just watching him with the waves and the low haircut and the baby face along with Steph Andre, it was just something I won't forget. And I don't want to put too much on it, but I'll never forget that I was there. We did the show, the station, the fans, the hats. Like you said, it was perfect. Jamie Lee Curtis.
I didn't use perfect. I said it worked.
Well, that's the difference between you and I.
Yeah. No, you're right. It is. Yeah. It is. I thought last night worked.
I'm afraid to open up and put myself out there. So that's not.
No, that's me.
But please. You're the coldest dude in the world.
That's what I mean.
You said it worked. I said it was perfect.
888-957-9570. When you're watching that game last night, when you're thinking about it today, I mean, what's your takeaway as a Warrior fan? Is it Klay coming back? Is it the appreciation the fan showed? See, I think just to borrow, if you think last night's was perfect, I think one of the reasons has to be that you also realized when the horn sounded at the end of the night, you were 9-2. And you got a pretty good team. At least that's the way it looks right now. Like that to me was the icing on the cake last night. Was the fact that you were down late, you made enough plays to come back and win the game, and you don't look up and you're, well, okay, now we're 5-8. Let's get something going. No, you're 9-2 right now.
Man.
And
a good 9-2.
Absolutely. 888-957-9570. Also, what did you think about Klay's performance? How'd you think he played last night?
I'll give him a B+, Steiny.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, seriously?
No.
No, seriously, explain. I thought he bounced back for everything that could have snowballed. Yeah. Curry was trying to team up, shot an air ball, all the little things where I was like, oh no, 34 minutes, and then he got hot.
Well, how did he get hot?
Hitting threes.
Yeah, the ball found him on a couple.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Well, right. How did he do when he had to put the ball on the floor? Not very good.
Well, that might just be a part of his game now.
Yeah, well, I don't.
Yeah.
I mean.
7-17, 6-12 from deep.
No, he made some threes.
No, he did.
But I didn't watch that game last. Not at one point did I watch that game last night and say, boy, they missed Klay. I'm sorry, yeah. I didn't. And I'm not ripping Klay Thompson, but I think it actually is going to be fine for him on that team because they have two ball dominant guys. And you know what? the ball's going to find him at times, just like it did last night. And he makes those shots. And so they're going to win their share of games.
He had a big one go in and out towards the end, Steiny, with about a minute left. Like, oh.
Steiny, after last night, do you think Clay may have some regrets? I mean, it kind of doesn't matter.
And I'm going to say
they're better. This team's better.
Right.
Than the team was last year. I'm not saying Clay was the reason they weren't good last year, but this team's better.
Mm-hmm.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steve Kerr, what'd you think about this game?
We won the first and the third quarters pretty well. Played really well. Ball was moving. Our defense was good. Second and fourth, we really struggled in both. And, you know, they got off to that great start, took the lead, and just an incredible finish anchored by Steph and Draymond. Steph on the offensive side, Draymond on the defensive side. It's amazing to watch those guys still after all these years. And couldn't be prouder of the team for, a tough win against a great team.
Yep.
And I think he means every word. And Steiny, we talk about Rudy Gobert and all the fake defenders out there. I'm not calling him fake. I'm just telling you, Draymond Green, at this age, right now, has got to be one of the leading candidates for DPOY. It's early. We have fun. I'm just telling you how well he's playing. And then this is why you give me no effing love.
I do.
I go to the play preseason game against the Kings and come back in here and could have told you everything under the sun about the game. And the one thing your partner told you was, Dray seems to be in a zone. I don't know what it was, but I saw it up and close. And I bring that up. Because, Steiny, he's brought that into the regular season.
You're right. He has.
Well, I don't know that, Steiny, when you do that stuff.
Well,
you're throwing me off now.
It was just, I felt it was right on the heels of the Wiggins eyes. And so,
you will not let that one
not just me. But it's all listeners.
Evan laughing. Why? Boy, man.
We don't know where Wiggins is.
Speaking of him, he played defense, didn't have the best offensive night, Steiny. Andrew Wiggins, 34 minutes, 3-8. But
here's Kerr on Wiggins' defense.
Okay.
Yeah, Wiggs was great. I just think there has to be an accumulative effect on Luka. You can't stop him. He gets to so many shots, so you just have to try to make it difficult. He played 41 minutes. Wiggs was draped all over him, and I thought, maybe that affected the three-point shooting a little bit. He was 2 for 10. So he's such a phenomenal player, but you just make it difficult, and I thought that's what Wiggs did.
Doncic didn't score in the fourth quarter.
I can't. And did you know that in real time, Steiny? I knew he had the ball. I didn't know it was a goose egg. Like, damn.
I mean, I guess I knew he wasn't hurting him.
Yeah.
I might not have known that he didn't score at all. Let's go to Joe. Joe's in San Jose. What's going on, Joe? How you doing, man? You got to be fired up, Joe.
Thank you guys for taking my call. I just think Steph Curry's performance is not sustainable. I mean, look at the last 2 years. They're off to a great start. I give them that, but I don't see the Warriors going nowhere. And let me ask you guys two questions. Well, who is the leadership on the team, and how much did Steph Curry had influence on Steph Curry, on Klay Thompson staying or going? Thanks for taking my call.
I don't
see. That's what I was trying to get to yesterday.
It's a wrap.
To put oneself in Clay's shoes by maybe, is he looking like guys didn't go to the boss or he didn't even want him to? My point is this was a Clay decision, and it was obvious for whatever reason he chose to depart, and Curry didn't want him out of here. But as far as this not being sustainable, Steiny, I would really like you, it's early, to compare and contrast the 2022 team, because it didn't have the likes of Kevin Durant. I know there's no Bielitsa or Otto Porter Jr., but there's different versions of those guys. And you talk about load management or guys out. I think the Warriors can really, by their play, are we talking about a 50-win team? I don't know. But right now, nothing is surprised. Nothing's off the table.
I don't know how many games they're going to win. I just know that they're 9-2.
Man.
And they've already beat. And here's the other thing. Well, they beat Oklahoma City without Holmgren. So what?
He started the game.
The bottom line is, if you go 2-2 against Oklahoma City, that's probably one or two more wins than most teams are going to get against Oklahoma City. So it doesn't matter if guys weren't playing. What matters is how many times did you beat a good team over the course of a season? And if the team's not good on a given night just because they're missing a guy, it kind of doesn't matter.
Steiny,
you still get credit for the win.
Before you grab the call, the next call, I just want to just focus and hone in on where you believe Steph is at in his career, or where he's at, forget the career. We know where that's at. Steiny, I think this is sustainable. I mean, 27 field goal attempts, 5 of 12 from deep, but again, it goes back to the Olympics. I know he's not playing with superstars everywhere. It's not about that. He has 4 rings. If you get him to money time, most likely they're going to make it happen. So that's what, now I feel like the formula from 2022 is back, Steiny. Keep it close and the chef can bring it home. And I'm not saying he has to do it alone.
Can I be honest? If I were coaching in the NBA, and I've done this with Curry over the course of 15 years, but I'm sorry.
Oh.
If I've got an immobile Luka Doncic who gets switched out onto Steph,
yeah,
and then I get 7'4" Derek Lively, I'm fouling him. I swear to God, I'm just putting him to the line for 2.
Wow.
He just, it's automatic when he gets switched out on a big. He's making a 3. He's going to make a 3.
Now, you're going to laugh. A couple times Luka was trying.
Luka was trying.
Okay,
yeah,
it.
He tried.
Okay.
Luka right. tried.
But you know what I mean. Like,
but it doesn't matter. He knows he can create the space that he needs against a bigger guy.
And he did.
And he doesn't.
Lively had no chance.
He does not miss those shots.
You're right.
Against bigger defenders that get switched out on him.
And you know what's funny? And it's what Bob Myers said to us yesterday when we had him on, Steiny. Steph doesn't have the Chris Mullin or Klay Thompson form where he's jumping off the ground. He kind of has the Rick Fox where his feet are. That his ability to dribble, shake and bake, and then let it fly is what makes it amazing. But you're right. He was just like a great marksman.
Like the
and
one,
got him in the middle and let it go. Bang! It's just incredible, man.
And listen, he was unbelievable.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Evil
yes,
last
he was.
Night. But I do think that Dallas...
I love to hear all ears.
They're not a great defensive team. I mean, at the end of the game, they got Kyrie, Luka, and Klay out there. That's not a good defensive team. And Steph Curry knows how to exploit that.
But they played, I keep going back to last year, Steiny. I thought their D yesterday at times was, they got length. Yeah, they got some.
They got some big guys underneath. But
like OKC last year, they beat them in a playoff series.
Well, that's because OKC was really, really young. I mean, OKC's young.
But you give Dallas no, like.
Do you think Dallas is a good defensive team?
I don't.
I'm just telling you, I don't.
But when you get to the finals and you got that length of, okay, I'm going to get beat, but I'm going to give you my all. And you got Gafford and Lively and Guy, PJ. Like, it was good enough, Steiny, to get him to the finals. I think you might be a little too harsh on him. You're right. Individual defenders, no. But his team defense, they're not no punk.
They're not a good defensive team. I just don't think they are.
Even when the Warriors were down 7?
Even when the Warriors were... Okay. I mean,
because I was like, man, I was...
I mean, the Warriors scored 120.
No.
That's a lot of points. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Theo in the East Bay. What's going on, Theo? How you doing?
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Yeah, great game yesterday, man.
Really was.
Great way to close the chapter on Klay's time with the Warriors. And you know what? I can't help but feel like there's a little game of chess being played there. Today might not be the day for it, but, you know, maybe the Warriors were thinking, let's see what we can do to kind of get you out of your game by welcoming you with 400 employees at the door. But again, that today might not be the day for that. But I grew up on this team, man. I'm a little younger. My whole Warrior experience has been built off of four guys: Steve, Steph, Draymond, and Clay. So Warriors did it right yesterday. And you know what? I do think this this stuff is sustainable. The 12-man, 11-man rotation, I think it's good. And, you know, everybody's hating. Those are the same guys who are saying that student teams can't win at all. So let's see what we can do. Cheers, boys.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Thanks, Theo. Appreciate the call.
I got you.
Appreciate it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Golden State Warriors, they win a thriller last night, 120-117. Curry scored the last 12 points.
Man.
They came back from 114-108 with 3.5 minutes to go to win that game. Klay Thompson made his return, made some shots, but the Golden State Warriors come out on top. And
Draymond was the five in the finishing lineup, signing no TJD.
Yeah, let's hear Steve Kerr on Draymond's intensity.
I mean, you saw it down the stretch. Chris DeMarco said he was playing like it was game seven of the finals, you know. But that's Draymond. He's the ultimate competitor. And it did feel like a big night. Obviously, it was with Clay coming back and the defending conference champions in the house. So it felt like a big night, and our guys responded.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. You good?
Yeah, I need a cigarette, and I don't smoke. Just from last night, the game.
Wow.
Sonny, that was crazy, man. It had everything, every ingredient of trying to get to something epic, and you knew... I know Kerr mentioned the finals. People are going to come for me with this take, Stoney, but it's natural. Like, that was more than the finals. That was more than a ring. That was feelings. That was history. That was brotherhood. That was competition at its finest. And I'm telling you, I can't compare this game because it's a one-off, because it's a return. The gravity of that alone, there's nothing to compare it to. But it had it all, man.
Let's go out to Chris in Santa Clara. He was at the game. What's up, Chris? How you doing?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, doing well.
Hey, that was an epic game last night. I was there. Probably the top five game I've been to for 45 years, watching the Warriors. I would say that defenses are key, and you can never underestimate Steph Curry.
Nope. Well said.
Night-night is the dagger. I called it the dagger.
Night-night.
I was there last night. And I didn't think they'd give Klay Thompson that big of a hooray, but I'm happy for the fans.
Yeah, me too. Me too. It all worked out. It worked out very well. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
The hat idea was a perfect, you know, it was perfect, Stoney. People had him on.
Well, and the other thing is, before the game, when he was walking around the court and just clapping and thanking the fans, it was clear that he, you know, it meant a lot to him.
Yeah.
It absolutely meant
walking
a lot to him.
Walking in that tunnel, was something to watch, man.
And I just feel like last night he realized that, you know, he'll always have fans out here in the Bay Area, even if maybe things didn't end the way he wanted to. He wanted them to end here. 888-957-9570. Let's go up to Vancouver. Danny's in Vancouver. What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hope you're well.
Thanks.
Great show. Great show as always. You're on fire. Both of you are on fire this morning. That was one of the most entertaining and exciting games, I think, in the last 3 years. It was absolutely perfect. I think, all good stuff. I think that I really think the Warriors are a class organization. I really mean that. I think they went out of their way to make Clay feel loved and appreciated, as, you know, as he should be. So no ifs, ands, or buts. However, I got to keep it real, guys.
Yep.
I watched the game last night. I thought Clay was okay. He took some stupid shots. He forced some shots. He did the Clay stuff that we've been seeing, instead of being patient and kind of waiting for it to come to him. Didn't cost him his game. I thought overall he was pretty good, but definitely he was trying to prove something. And this is the part I don't understand. He's got such a chip. I mean, he got paid $80 million for sitting for 2 years, and that's great. He deserved that. I'm happy for him. But this thing about, oh, I want to prove them wrong, I don't understand that chip he's got. I know he wants to play well, but I don't understand that. And I'm curious what you guys thought. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know what? Danny, I look at that as less of a function about the Warriors than the injury. The 2 years that he didn't play. I mean, I think those took a toll on him psychologically and obviously physically.
And his explosion, too.
And he's just not the same player that he was, and he's also 34. And I think that's his greatest frustration, probably, to my way of thinking, more than the Warriors not wanting him back.
No doubt about it. And to that point, he, to his credit, Stoney shared with us before he left while he was a Warrior just – of the darkness of trying to come through the wilderness of knowing, you know, I'm not going to have my lift or explosion back. I mean, man.
Jason's in Philly. What's up, Jason? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Boo, looking good, too, man. I didn't realize how much weight you lost. But
well, yeah, they don't got the skinny camera on me. They got a different camera lens on me today. looking a little plump. Thanks, buddy.
But, Steiny, you're welcome. Steiny, I wanted to touch on something you said earlier and also point out something really that's working really well in the Warrior offense. But you said that the 12-man rotation can work. And I think for some really bad teams and early on in the season, it's going to be fine. But last night, what you saw is when the better team shortened the rotation, the bench gets exposed. And over the weekend, you know, playing these high leverage games, I've kind of been watching. And when the team starters go against our bench, it's a really bad matchup, especially if Hield isn't going crazy from deep. And that's what happened last night. The Mavs shortened their bench. Kyrie and Luka and Klay played a lot of minutes along with Lively and Gafford, and they would eat into our lead. So I think that's going to be a trouble place for the team, especially when we get into the playoffs. But one thing that's working really well for the team that I'm really loving the twist that they're doing is they started last year spamming the guard-on-guard action, screening action above the break. But now they're running a twist action, bringing in the second screener. And especially when Steph has the ball or Hill has the ball, they can either allow the screener to flip it after the guard-on-guard action and drive to the lane or shoot, or they can just take it straight up. And Steph used it last night, and it was unstoppable. So between that and his regular pick-and-roll with Dre, they have – two really good actions that they can spam. And above the break this year, they're top in the league in terms of frequency and percentage-wise. I think they just need to work on their corner threes, and that may be an area that they need to look at making a trade to get someone that can really knock down the corner threes because they're like 2% differential in attempts.
Well, here's the thanks for the call, Jason.
Appreciate it.
Here's the one thing that you said that – you know, I do find interesting, and I don't know, maybe the answer the answer can't be a yes or no to is it sustainable? Maybe it will be some nights and not others, but I look at last night's game, and you're right, Irving played 37, and Doncic played 41, and the Mavericks won that third quarter, but I just feel like the Warriors were the more energetic team down the stretch. And maybe Luka's going to be in better shape in a month, and that game doesn't end the way it does. But, I mean, you know, I love the idea. What Steph plays? Steph played 35.
Man.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.